and we'll continue with verse number 2.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, we need you. Jesus, we love you. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, come. Oh, Jesus, 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 come to us. Come, my God. Oh, hallelujah, 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, gajaba gabajo koko poje, gajaba. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'd like to begin tonight by praying for those in the village, the cottage, these campers that are here, that God has brought here. God is moving by His Spirit. And we have to believe that in every heart, that work is ongoing. God is drawing hearts to Himself. I had a chance to speak to Brother Gary a little bit, and he told me of a boy who is here who, you know, maybe is acting out a little bit because there are other things going on in his life. Sometimes we think kids are just bad, or we don't realize the hurts maybe they carry, the insecurities. And yet Jesus has come to heal the brokenhearted. He's come to set the captive free. His name is as ointment poured forth. He wants to meet that need and soothe that fear and bring those boys and girls into salvation. A real knowledge of Himself. So that's why we're here, right? That's why Pilgrim Camp is here. So, dear Father, we come. We come in the name of Jesus. We come knowing that, Lord, You love them with an everlasting love. You love them so much more than we can love them. And certainly it's Your desire that they come to salvation, that they come to the cross, that their sins are forgiven, that their hearts are healed, and that they can have a relationship with You, Jesus. That's Your desire. And so, Lord, when we pray in accordance with Your will, we know that You hear us. And we have the petitions that we ask. And so, Lord, we ask for those in the village tonight. Lord, pour out Your Spirit, Lord, as they gather together in their meeting. Dear God, move, move. You are sovereign. You are the sovereign God. And so move. You break down the barriers, Lord. Oh, Jesus, and You shine light into darkness. We believe, Lord, that You are able to do exceeding abundantly above what we could ask or think. And so, Lord, we just come and ask that Your will would be done this night, that Your kingdom would come to Pilgrim Camp this night, Lord, that Your will would be accomplished in every life. Oh, God, come, come. Come to the cottagers, Lord. Speak to their hearts, Lord. Lord, You are able to bring them to salvation. You are able to bring them to the cross. Draw them by Your Spirit, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we pray, Lord, for everyone upon the grounds, that we would truly come to know you and meet you in the way that you desire. Thank you for the help that you give. Thank you for the strength. Thank you for your grace. And so we just commit this time to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord,
praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has.
It's nice to be here at camp. I know that some of you have been here a while already. You've been here maybe a week or so, and I know that some of you are going home tomorrow, and some of you are staying. I plan to stay along with my wife a few days and be with you. But as I was thinking about tonight, I thought it would be good if we had some testimonies. And you've already started, so I didn't even have to say, let's have some testimonies. We want to just give God the glory for the great things he has done. And we believe that he will continue to do that. You know, we've been taught over the years that testimony is important in our meetings. An opportunity for you to express what God has done. Now, I know today in our churches, sometimes and maybe it's not as free or, how should I say this? What I'm trying to say is that I like it that here at camp, we're a small group, and all of you could testify tonight if you wanted to. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to come to the pastor and ask it's okay to give a testimony. You can give a testimony, all right? And you can just give God the glory. Lift his name up. And when you do that, it's not only a blessing to us, but it's a blessing to you. I think it makes a way for God to come to us in a greater way when you get up and share what he's done, saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. I'm very familiar with our sister Kathy's testimony and knew her dear husband and saw what God did for him. And, you know, he came here and he counseled with the boys in the village, and what a blessing he was. In the meetings, I remember that, and now, as you said, your son is there. What a blessing that is! God is good. God is good, and so we give him praise. So let's just continue. Let's just be free to, as I said, to stand up, give a testimony. You have a song you'd like to sing? You can do that as well. Whatever. Just let's allow the Lord to work tonight. All right. Amen.
Dear Lord, you know the loved ones that we pray for. And maybe we've prayed a long time. Lord, give us the grace to continue. Because we know that you hear and that you answer. And so, Father, we're looking to you to bring salvation in our families, in our relatives, Lord. Oh, God. God, it's not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so, Lord, we're encouraged tonight to believe to see that answer. You are the God who saves. Yes. Your arm is not too short that it cannot save. Yes. There's none, no one beyond your reach. So we thank you, Lord. Thank you for their salvation.
Did everyone hear that? Number 90 in this book. Now let's stand as we sing.
Yeah.
before we sing that last verse, for tomorrow morning, we'd like to have a short meeting here. Okay, so instead of a table worship, we'll meet here from 9:15 to 10 o'clock. Okay? Everyone understood that? So if you feel, of course, if you need to leave ahead of time and you're traveling, I understand that. But for those of us that are here and can be here, we will end at 10. All right, so 9:15 to 10 o'clock. Thank you. Those in the palace, I know that's maybe a little difficult for you, and so we'll figure that out. But for those of you that can be here, you come, all right? Did I say that right, Brother Paul?
Yes, usually work stops even in the palace.
Okay. So you get 45 minutes of rest. How about that? And then you get to go back refreshed, all right? Refreshed, all right? So just remember that, okay? So we'll come. So that means you eat breakfast quickly tomorrow, okay? No talking a lot at the table, all right? No two cups of coffee. We come to church, all right? Tell them. All right. I just want to just comment on this song, and I'm not going to be long. But this song has always touched my heart when I sing it. And I always associate this with camp. I don't think this was in any of our hymn books back home growing up. But I remember there are always certain songs when I would come to camp that were camp songs. And I think that's one of the purposes of this book that our brother Paul put together. But this was one of them. That living for Jesus, there's just a drawing of my heart when I sing it. I believe this was the song that the gentleman who wrote the music, he said when he read the text of the song that was sent to him to compose music for, he said, "Lord, you have to help me, because this is such a special poem that I'm going to put to music, or I'm asked to put to music." And his testimony was that every time that he remembers it being sung in a meeting, he said, "I always would sense the Lord would come and draw hearts." And so I feel that way again tonight as I sing it. Living for Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Lord, I give myself to Thee. And we have that opportunity. We've now sung it three times. You've sung that chorus. Now make sure that you mean it, all right? As you sing it this last time, Lord, we're giving ourselves to you again. I'm giving myself again tonight because you deserve it. Lord, you gave yourself for me. You gave everything to have my heart. So here I am, Lord. Use me. Take me. I don't know. You sang a lot. We sang a big verse there in verse 3. Willing to suffer affliction and loss. Deeming each duty a part of my cross for Jesus' sake. Amen? It's worth it, isn't it? It's worth it. It's worth it. Praise God. Okay, you may be seated and we'll sing verse 4.
Living for Jesus through earth's lit so wild, my dearest treasure.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we're yours. Jesus, we're yours. Jesus, we belong to you. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, I love you. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord. Oh, I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise God.